Actually have Mayor Q on the phone with us right now. Mayor Lucas, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. It is a tragic morning, of course, as we work on response to this investigation, but I'm always blessed to talk to you.
Yeah. A lot of people were talking about it over the weekend, what I'm seeing on social media. I saw some of the protests that was gathering yesterday. I know you spoke at the press conference. For those who might have missed what you said yesterday, do you want to elaborate on what you spoke on?
What I had to share was largely just how tragic this is for me personally, as a black man, as a black father of a black child, as the mayor of Kansas City. This is the sort of thing that never should have happened. From what I'm seeing from initial reports, the young man was just trying to pick up his younger siblings. And that should not be the sort of thing that leads to getting shot. I know that there still is a case file being built. I believe that case file will be given to the Clay County prosecutor in the days ahead. And I certainly hope that, as everyone is clamoring for, we can see justice in this situation.
Yeah, it's got to be one of those tough weekends and tough day being a mayor in a city like this when you go through a story like this, especially when it's involving a young kid.
You know, the challenge more than anything is, and the reason I think this resonates is because a lot of folks, a lot of parents try to move to a neighborhood with good schools, like where this young man lived, where it's a little quieter, and this is the exact thing that you fear. The exact thing that is being black in America means that no matter the neighborhood, no matter how great a kid you might be,
yeah,
you are still a suspect in some way. And the initial reports here suggest that that's exactly how this young man was seen by the suspect. And I think we should recognize that the shooter is a suspect, just like you catch in every other incident. There is a true victim that we don't need to investigate. I think the young man, he's not up for investigation. He's not subject for investigation. There is a subject here, a suspect, and we need to get to the bottom of the shooting. And I think that to the extent there are charges that need to be filed, the prosecutor's office and, of course, the police working with him need to act expeditiously.